All right. It's very important. So you can have every good thing in life and you never ask for them. Why? Because you'd sought the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And again, that's also in the matters of prayer. Isaiah chapter 62. He said, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night, they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest. Everybody say rest. Now, rest means that things can get tiring. All right? He said, take no rest for yourselves and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Now, I need to just emphasize something here. He said, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. What do watchmen do? They look. They observe things. Watchmen, what they do is that they look and they observe things. And they don't let things just pass them by. Are you getting my point? Now, this is a mistake we make. No, I've said a lot of things to end in all of this, in just a few things, all right? Number one, that we are very important. That when we ask God for things, he does it for just one reason. We asked. I always like a story that Kenneth Hagin told. One day he had a vision. And he said, he told the Lord in the vision that he's always had a feeling that his wife wouldn't live long. And that it seems being that since the day he married her, he just knew that this girl is not going to live long. That thing was with him. So that day he had the opportunity and he asked the Lord, I've always had this feeling. Is it true? And the Lord said, yes, she's going to die early. She'll die very early as a young woman and all of that. And he said, no, I don't want that to happen. Number one, I like her very much. You understand? And then number two, I mean, it takes, which is a matter of fact, all right? I've been married for at least, I'm in the 11th year now, all right? I know that it takes time, if you're like me, and you're a preacher, to teach your wife a lot of things that you know. And for the two of you to blend, you keep on blending more and more every day. So he told the Lord that it will take him time to start again. So one, he likes the woman, two, she's very important to his ministry. So the Lord said, what are you saying? He said, I don't want her to die. And the Lord said simply, no problem, she will not die. Why is she not going to die? Simply because you said you don't want her to die and you said I should let her live. So I'm going to leave her to live. Before that time, she had had a gutter that was choking her to death. And then, well, let me not mix too many stories together. And she was afraid to go for surgery because she knew that if she went for that surgery, she would die on the operating table. After this experience, well, the husband just told her, don't worry, you're going to go for the surgery, don't worry. And she said she just knew herself also. She was ready and that she wouldn't die on the table. And they went, she went for surgery, the gutter was removed and she did not die. Why did she not die? Because her husband asked the Lord. I always say something. I learned this before I got married. For 20 years after Isaac married Rebecca, Rebecca did not bear a child. The Bible said that one day Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife Rebecca's sake. I don't know why it took him so long to discover it, but it took him a while. And then one day he sat down and asked the Lord, I've told my wife, you will be very wealthy in this life. Why? Because I sat down and asked the Lord for my wife, for my sake. Period. There's no doubt, whether you are stupid or smart, it's not the issue. It is because I asked the Lord simply. And Ken Hagin said something in that book. He said God told him that if only my children would just ask me for things. The problem, all right, James said it, that you have not because you ask not. And when you ask, you don't receive because your motives are wrong, your mind is confused. James said that the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You don't even know what you want. That is, God will look and say, this guy said, give me yellow shirt. Tomorrow he said, give me pink shirt. The following day he said, it's brown because I saw Pastor Banky wear brown shirt. He said, no, and also Dechuku wearing yellow. Yellow must be good. As I was going out today, I saw the governor in an orange shirt. Give me an orange shirt. After a while, God said, Gabriel, collect all the shirts that we have ever sent to him. This man doesn't even know what he wants. That's why I thank God. When I pray for my wife, my children, even this ministry, I say the same thing consistently. I have not changed my mind in forever. So I know that God will do exactly. I know he will do exactly as I have said. What I'm trying to emphasize, you are a child of God. He does things just because you ask for them. But don't ever forget what I said about purification of hearts. It's important that our hearts are pure before God. It's very, very crucial. We are the salt of the earth. We have established that. All right? We have established that we are the salt of the earth. We are also establishing now that God does things just because we asked. And watchmen, what do? They open their eyes and they observe what is happening and then they ask because of that. Now, let's get practical to the reason I said we're going to pray for the country today. Some mercenaries went to a village in Jos a few days ago and killed almost 500 people. If you go and check, mostly children and women who were unable to run, who were unable to defend themselves. That's wickedness. Before that, this was a reprisal killing for something else like that that happened a few weeks ago also. Somebody came to my house over the weekend. I said, I have to leave on time because we are going through this way. We can't pass a back leaky road. I didn't even know anything was going on. I said, what's going on in the back leaky? They said, two communities are fighting. I said, what's in concern? You're not from the community. They said, no, they kill anybody they see on the road. It's a spirit. Go and read Rick Joyner. I think the prophetic vision for the 21st century or Shadow of Things to Come, one of those two books. I'm not sure which one now. It described the end of apartheid, what the devil planned to unleash upon South Africa as violence to end apartheid. But people prayed, and the horde of demons that were coming didn't see where else to go. So they deflected just around the corner and went into Rwanda and Burundi. And you and I know what happened in those two countries. These things are spiritual. Are you getting my point? That people, you know, Nigeria is an interesting country. And somebody said something about Arabs. Let me not talk about Nigeria now. They said Arabs are fighting the Jews. He said it's just the Jews they see to fight. That if you settle the quarrel between the Jews and the Arabs will turn on themselves. That they're always fighting people. These things are spiritual, all right? You can imagine that, you know, I'm trying to say that Nigerians, they say, hey, it is not south. I only want to say that. Divide this country, I say, you forget. When you start, you won't stop. And the rich man is a country unto himself, exporting to his neighbor and importing from his neighbor. I said, you know why it is north and south? Because at least it's easy to demarcate. I said, once you cut that, you see it is east and west. Then when you cut that, you say east, no, they are east, west, and east, east. And in Nigeria, start hearing south, south. Enter south, south. You see the southern part of south, south, and the northern part of south, south. You will see pepe. These things are spiritual. So let nobody tell you, look, forget all the explanations they give you for why crisis began in Jos. When we were here, when I was in university, Jos was where everybody wanted to live. One of the most peaceful countries in Nigeria. After I got married, we were honeymoon, traveling here and there. My wife and I went to Jos. I never saw people friendlier than those people. You ask somebody for direction. Please, how do I get to Plateau Hotels? The person will try and describe. Say, wait, we'll jump into your car. And you want to say, like, what are you going to do inside my car? Then you keep quiet. We'll give you direction. When they get to the gate of Plateau Hotels, the person will come down and say, there you are. And go back to where he or she was coming from. You dash somebody 10 naira. Maybe you stay in the hotel. The person wash your car. Dash the person 50 naira. Eventually prostrates to say, thank you, sir. Hiya. Very nice and friendly people. I thought this was the nicest place to live on the earth. Then one day I heard that they begin to kill people. I couldn't believe it. The fact is that it's spiritual. They kidnap people here. This one, I saw, I was sending people papa today. Some boys, seven people that police caught in a back leaky for kidnapping. And from one kidnapping to the other, I do state, oh God, they kidnap orange cell herself. This is a spiritual. Yeah, they are spiritual. And listen, there are no accidents in life. You hear what I said? There are no accidents. You won't miss the vehicle that's about to catch fire because you were just lucky. You will miss it because God proposed that you will not die. Are you getting my point? I want you to see life like that. You know, I said everything that I was saying to let you know that you are an important person. And watchmen, what do? They watch, take instructions, and that's why I emphasize that they simply make requests and sometimes issue commands, depending on how the revelation comes. And then they continue to do that until they see a turnaround in what is happening. You have not, if there are people that in the last five days, you saw Nepal for the first time yesterday. If you are living in Transekulu, I know, because my friend lives there and he told me that this afternoon.
When I came to Enugu, they said, ah, New Heaven. Light, no, they go for New Heaven. that's history, you know that. There's nothing like light, no, they come out anywhere now. Nobody has light. And what do we do most of them? We just sit down and be whining and complaining.
This country is useless. The president is sick.
God said, you know why the president is sick? I'm not ready to bless you yet. If you ask me for blessing, I will heal him or remove him. I'll do something. As long as all you are doing is... Wait now, you go suffer tire. I don't need light in heaven. It's you that need light on the earth. Nepa know they work for here. Yeah, my very presence is light. I don't need any coal-fired or nuclear-powered or wind power station. So you had better rearrange your mouth so I can give you light. You are getting what I'm saying? We can't just sit down there and read the newspaper and be getting angry. And say, how can this Quanta people, mercenaries, they got them from somewhere. Just kill innocent people. I think we should kill them back. We have to kill them back. We cannot agree. We must kill them back. That is not how Christians think. We look beyond the realm of the physical and we're going to the realm of the spirit and say, these things are demonic. These are satanic operations. Are you getting my point? Therefore, what's our job? Remember, we are the salt of the earth. All right? Upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail, all right, against it. We don't go out and start shouting the pages of newspaper or shooting guns into the air. We kneel down in the corners of our rooms. We kneel down, we gather in places like this and recognize our authority that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Do you get my point? We first forsake every anger because you think that, you know, there are a lot of people who were happy when they killed the other because they were predominantly Muslims. Now they are angry because the people who died this time are predominantly Christians. God doesn't answer such prayers. Prayers born out of anger against people. He said, we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Alright? We are talking about rulers of the darkness of this age, the spiritual wickedness that dwell in heavenly places. We're not talking about the Fulani headsman. Forget, those were probably from Chad or Niger. Not in the typical Nigerians, all right? Typical Fulanians don't carry guns in Nigeria. I don't know where they came from. But well, that's not our issue. We know that something is going on. It's a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing that's allowing these physical things that we are seeing manifest. So we don't focus on the realm of the physical. We focus on things that are beyond that. We don't just relax that there's peace in Enugu where we live. We say, why should there not be peace in Abakiliki beside us? Why should there not be peace in Anambra State beside us? Why do we wait for the devils to come to our gates before we start repelling them? Why don't we drive them far away from where they are right now? How do we do that? We have the hottest of the weapons called the name of Jesus Christ. And if we get that, you know, in agreement, we ask. And we say, God, you are the God that make wars cease. Therefore, we command communal clashes to stop in Ebonyi State in the name of Jesus Christ. And we release some powers of judgment. There are people who have constituted themselves as agents of darkness. Say, God, eliminate them. How you do that? I don't know. If you want to kill? Fine. Have fun. If you want to put in jail? We are with you. But that, in summary, with God, we don't need to give details. What do you want? We want peace to reign. Do you understand? We want that road to be good. We want our airport to be completed. As our believers pray. And once we have asked God for things, we now turn around and speak to the devil, saying, in the name of Jesus, we bind. Because whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. We bind trouble and we command it to leave Abakiliki, to leave Ebonyi State. We command communal clashes to end in the name of Jesus Christ. We release peace. We loosen peace. The peace of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? We pray for justice also. I mean, this is our country. We have a new president, whether he's acting or de facto, whatever it is, he's in charge. He has sacked the chief national security advisor and put another person. He sacked an anaconda. I'll put another person. Every time I call him Anaconda, people laugh. That's the only way I know how to pronounce his name. But he's the president. And does he know a lot of people? Does he know what he's doing? Can he survive? Do you know the force that he's against him? You want him to survive? Ask God now to help him survive. You are not sure he knows what he's doing? Then ask God to give him wisdom to know what he's doing. Let's ask God for wisdom for this noisemaker to know to get away from there. Are you getting my point? Christians are not meant to just comment, chop, 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 chop. No. They are supposed to make requests of God and make declarations concerning what they want. The major problem we have had in the body of Christ is that we have learned how to draw our potential husband on the wall and call him forth. Husband, he will look like Pastor Bangi. And you are declaring the 10 things you want in a husband. Money after one night. We use all our energy. Draw the kind of house you want on the wall. Speak to the roof. Roof B. I said, no, it's foundation first. Let's go down to foundation. Foundation, have iron rod. What did you go get before? We use so much energy. I'm not saying don't ask for those things, but I don't think I disagree with the gospel that says you should wake up in the morning and be praying about house. Jesus said it categorically. Take no thought for the morrow. What we shall eat, what we shall drink, wherewithal shall we be housed. After all these things the Nigerians seek, but you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Plenty houses, plenty cars, all right? The kind of husband or wife that's beyond your imagination shall be added unto you. Waste our energy too much on things that don't, that God said they should be added. Are you getting my point? If you like, you can bow your head. If you like, you can rest your feet. But let us pray. I have finished what I wanted to say. I have just a simple prayer point for our country today. It's for peace to reign, for security to improve, for wisdom for our acting president, for peace in our states right next door, Ebonyi State, and in Plateau State. I have no more prayer points for today. So let's begin to pray. First of all, let's just give the Lord thanks. Everything we have said, that everything I said today, just say, Father, thank you for the privilege. I'm the salt of the earth. Thank you because I've been washed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you because I am your child. Say, thank you because I am blessed. Thank you because I have the righteousness of God because I have believed. Thank you because I can approach unto the throne of God. Lord, I thank you because of your spirit you have poured in me. Thank you because you have called me by name. Thank you because I can approach unto your throne and make requests, all right, concerning things that are going on the earth. Thank you because you have made me a watchman in Nigeria. Thank you because I am the salt of this nation. Thank you because you have called me righteous, I can pray. Thank you because you hear my voice when I cry. Thank you because when I call, you do hear me. Just give the Lord thanks for that. Just give God thanks for everything. It's thanksgiving. Thank you for bringing me alive and well to this day, to hear your word and to operate as your child on this earth, as a salt of the earth. Thank you for the nation Nigeria. Thank you because the heart of the king is in your hand. So we know that the creation of this country was decided by you. Thank you because you have a great and mighty purpose for this nation Nigeria. Thank you because you have a great and mighty purpose for this nation, Nigeria. Thank you for the testimony of men, people like Pa Elton, people like Rehan Bonke, that said that, yes, we are indeed the trigger for what God will do through Africa in the rest of the world. Thank you because when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. That means you can do something suddenly. Thank you because we know you're already walking behind the scenes. Thank you because your plan for this nation is being effected. Thank you because you have planted the salt of the earth all over the place. Thank you because at a time like this, people have gathered with me to hear your word because they love and respect your truth. Say, Lord, I give you thanks and I appreciate you for all of these things. It's a great privilege. Say, Lord, may I not fail you in doing what I'm supposed to do. Give me the spirit of wisdom. Give me the spirit of insight. Give me insight and understanding that may I execute your judgment effectively on this earth. That I may use my tongue to serve your purpose and your purpose alone. Say, Lord, give me that wisdom. Give me that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, I approach unto your throne today concerning our nation, Nigeria. Just begin to say, Lord, I've come. I have come to pray.
in agreement with my brethren, I have come to pray that peace might reign in Nigeria, that security might reign in Nigeria, that Ebonyi State will know no turmoil anymore in the name of Jesus Christ, that peace will reign in Plateau State in the name of Jesus, that conflict between neighboring communities will cease in Ebonyi State in the name of Jesus Christ. I have come with my brethren in agreement to ask for wisdom for our acting president, Goodluck Jonathan. Lord, I have come in agreement with my brethren to ask that your prosperity will flow into this land by virtue of the wisdom that you will give to him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have come that power, generation of power and distribution thereof will be effective and mightily successful in this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. I have not come to ask for my own personal needs alone. I know that when I seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, everything will be added unto me. Every supply is added unto me. Lord, you watch over me to perfect everything that concerns me. My heart is at rest in that. But I have come, Lord, concerning my nation, Nigeria. I have come, Lord, concerning my acting president, Goodluck Jonathan. I have come, Lord, concerning the matter of Plateau State. I have come, Lord, concerning the matter of Ebonyi State. I have come, Lord, because of the matter of Abia State, Anambra State, all right, and Imo State, and Edo State, where kidnapping is so strong. I have come also to give thanks for the peace you have given in Enugu State. In the name of Jesus Christ, as a body of Christ. Now, let's take them one by one. Let us start. I just feel like starting with Ebonyi State. Say, Lord, we ask you for peace in Ebonyi State now in the name of Jesus. You are the God that make wars cease. Lord, you make wars to cease. We command peace upon Ebonyi State in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree an end to communal clashes in Ebonyi State in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree peace upon the road going to Abakilikin in the name of Jesus Christ. We say, Lord, no weapon that is fashioned to maintain or a conflict in that place will prosper in the name of Jesus. That every man in authority that is using his authority to foment trouble will be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. That all agents of darkness will be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Now let us address the devil. It says, spirit of communal clashes in Ebonyi, we command you in the name of Jesus, be gone in Jesus' name. Amen. We decree that your activity in that state will not succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. According to the word of God, we speak to you thus far and no further in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We release the peace of God upon the whole of Ebonyi State in the name of Jesus. Amen. As people of God, Lord, we ask for your peace to be poured upon that land. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Satan will decree that you have lost. Yes. You will not hinder anymore the progress of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon your church in that land. Amen. And let the truth of your gospel move in that land. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let's turn again, brethren, let's pray for Plateau State. In the same manner, let's begin to speak. Say, Lord, we come against every forces of conflict. Some people say it's religious, others say it's just ethnic, others say it is political, whatever name it goes by. But the situation in which men sleeping at night are killed, women, children are murdered who have not done anything against their assailants, we say such a situation ends in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare the peace of God upon Ebonyi State. We decree the peace of God upon Ebonyi State. We ask God at this time to cause wars to cease in that land in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the peace of as the people of God, the salt of Nigeria. We say thus far and not further in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, John, let's pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, we thank you because you have heard us. We decree right now in agreement that peace will reign in Plateau State in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that every perpetrator of evil, all the agents of Satan that wants to cause disturbance, Lord, their activities are frustrated in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, everyone using his political office to foment trouble, Lord, remove him in the name of Jesus. Remove her in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree peace upon that land in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree, Lord, that wars have ceased in that state in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we say, thus far and no further in the name of Jesus. Amen. You spirit of conflict, we command you to get out of Plateau State and out of Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Amen. We decree that the atmosphere of peace and of prosperity will reign, not only in Plateau State, but in every corner of this our nation, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we give you thanks because you have heard us, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's just give God thanks for peace in these two states and everywhere else in Nigeria. Let's say, Father, we give you thanks. Lord, we worship you because you are so good. Because we are so good. Because you are so good. Because you have blessed us. Because you are so good. Thank you for peace. Lord, thank you for peace. Thank you for peace. Even in our state, Enugu here, thank you for peace. We declare, Lord, that progress we will see. Further peace we will see in this land. We call an end to kidnapping every state of Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. All age people that make money from kidnapping other people and putting their families in distress, we declare in the name of Jesus that the activities have come to an end in Jesus' name. Those who will not repent by tonight, Lord, let judgment fall upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. For concerning our brothers, our sisters, our parents, our cousins, our uncles, our friends, our loved ones, even those we do not know, we say they will sleep in peace and be in security in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every arrow, every gun, every idea of kidnappers will not prosper against them in the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Lord, let peace reign in our land. Let prosperity come into our nation in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's take another prayer point. We have a president. A lot of us have not prayed for him one time. Let's pray for our acting president, Good Luck Jonathan. It's very simple. Say, Lord, strengthen him. It's very simple. You know, we don't need big words. What do you want? Lord, give him wisdom to make NEPA work. Give him wisdom that will allow education work. Give him wisdom that will let the judicial system work. Give him wisdom that will help that will make the police system work. Give him wisdom to bring stability into every corner of Nigeria. It's very simple. It's not hard. Begin to pray those prayers. Just give simple words. Say, concerning Good Lord Jonathan, what we pray. You have brought him to the office at a time like this. Give him wisdom in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him the way you strengthened David. Give him good advisors that will be able to tell him your will. Give him good advisors, Lord, that will tell him your will. Give him the strength to do that which is right. Lord, give him the strength to do that which is right. Lord, is no longer his own person because he's a president over all of us here. And we are your people. Therefore, we say he will do your will and your will alone in the name of Jesus Christ. His own will, forget it, will not do that. But your will and your will alone concerning our lives is what he will execute in the name of Jesus. He will not execute the will of PDP. He will not execute the will of any state. He will not execute the will of his friends. He will not execute the will of his supporters. But he will execute the will of God in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Ask God to protect him. Ask God to guide him. Ask God to guard him. Say, Lord, guard this man. Protect him. Keep him. Let his life be precious in your sight. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give him your wisdom, your strength. Lord, to do that which will execute your judgment. Lord, we have been praying for this nation. We want now, at that point, let's really begin to pray about NEPA. This is not good. This is not good. Let's pray concerning power supply in Nigeria. The wisdom and the willingness to do that which is right, supply to everyone in authority to execute them in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody who is prospering because of this disorder, that will therefore want this disorder, Lord, to continue. Eliminate such people in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking you for a constant power, so it is doable. What is it? Ha. Say, Lord, let the kind of peace you gave us in telecommunications, give us that same peace in power in Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. Lord, according to the word I spoke earlier, in a short while, it will happen that we will look back at today and say, did it really happen? That you mean there was a time we're all buying generators? Those who are importing generators will find another thing to sell.
Amen.
Yeah, they will find another thing to
Amen.
Sell.
Amen.
Let them start selling card meters. No, let them start selling heating equipments, air conditioners, things that will make that will use power to power. You understand my point? Yes, Lord. But it will happen shortly. Lord, confirm these words. That we'll look back and say, did today really happen? Was there a time that all of us were owning 2-3 generators? We will laugh and say, do you know those in Kingdom where we had 3 generators working? One in the afternoon and 2 in the evenings for our Bible studies. Because we had to power air conditioners. Lord, let it be in the name of Jesus Christ. We are not soothsaying like the Philistines. We are not looking at things that we have seen and say, this is why they can happen. No, we are saying, we are asking you, God in heaven, in whom there is light. Lord, let that light shine onto our power sector in Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Take away darkness from our midst in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we want to say thank you. Let's begin to give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you. We worship you. There's one song we sing. We will worship the light. I'm not sure I know it very well. Who knows it? Of glory. We will worship the King of Kings. We will worship the Lamb of Glory. And we will worship the King. And with our hands lifted high, we will worship and sing. And with our hands lifted high, we come before you rejoicing. With our hands lifted high to the skies, when the world wonders why, we just tell them we're loving our King. Oh, we just tell them we're loving our King. Let's just worship the King of Glory. Say, Father God, we worship you. We love you. We thank you. We worship you. We are loving you, our King, because you are our hope. You are our hope of good things. Lord, we thank you. You are the Almighty God. You are our El Shaddai. You are our hope, our defense. Oh, Lord, in peace we will lie down and sleep, because you alone makes us dwell in safety. Thank you for the safety, Lord, that you have poured upon our hearts, upon our lives, upon our abodes in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because Satan, the devil, is frustrated concerning our lives. He comes to us and he has nothing in us because we have been washed by the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We worship you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship. Let's just give him thanks. Say, Father, you are so good. Say, Lord, 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 you are so good. I acknowledge you as my King. Lord, I will walk in your will all the days of my life. Give me the power to do it, Lord. You are so good. Lord, I love you. Say, Jesus, I love you. You came, you died for me. You brought me out of darkness and you put me into light. You brought me out of death and you put me into life. Lord, you brought me out of poverty and you put me into prosperity. Lord, you brought me out of sickness and you put me into sound health. Lord, you brought me out of confusion. You gave me clarity of mind. You brought me, Lord, out of serving the devil, and you brought me into serving you, O God. You brought me out of the kingdom, the domain of darkness, and you have brought me into the kingdom of your Son, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Lord, thank you because my sins are forgiven. Thank you because I'm a priest of God. Thank you because I'm a priest of God. Thank you, Lord, because I'm a priest of God. Thank you because you have blessed my nation because of me. Thank you because you have blessed my family because of me. Lord, thank you because you have blessed the earth because of me. Thank you, Lord, I worship you. You are so good. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow everyone present here today, all the days of your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I decree that as you go, you will not meet accidents in the name of Jesus. Amen. I decree that safety is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I command the prosperity of God to be manifested in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I command the favor of God to be upon all that you put your hand to do in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because you have loved the Lord, therefore he will love you and keep you and exalt you and cause his blessings to be upon you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, I give you thanks in Jesus' name. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Cheer up, brethren.